しっこバケツ。
あ、ah, very honorable Senbokuvery proud to present メガロマタダボクエリー。
Studio, you can use it anytime, 781-595-WFNX. You can email us too there, the Fletcher.
TheSandbox@WFNX.com.
And on the Instant Messenger, it's TheSandboxWFNX on AIM, and keep an eye on the website as soon as the inner tubes defrost.
So all week long, we've been talking about things in the Metro Boston area that need to be blown up. Started with the MBTA, moved on to Downtown Crossing.
Yeah, we had Fenway Park in there yesterday.
Oh, boy, did you guys get in a tizzy over that.
So, we move on today.
The last thing that we're going to do for this series that was spawned earlier this week of things that we should blow up, and it kind of came up in conversation about Fenway yesterday. Blow it up and put what? In Henry Santoro's place.
Now, did you get a glimpse of Johnny Hook's big package yesterday? Looks like a lobster claw was fighting to escape.
This is a prime example of why we're having this conversation, because we're going to talk about Henry. Yeah, we didn't warn him that we were going to do this.
No,
but even so,
it's a lot more fun to just bombard him with it.
Oddly, he's not even in here.
We're on the air till 10, and where is Santoro? Here, let me turn up his mic.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing there.
Just his glass of green tea and
yeah,
his chair.
Swamp water. His
here he comes.
May or may not be on. Oh, here's my cell phone, which I just got.
Hey, Henry, what's going on? We're discussing what to blow up in Metro Boston today, and you're on the list.
Blow me up?
Blow it up and replace it with what? Henry Santoro, 781-595-WFNX. Henry, do you have any suggestions?
What to replace me with?
Boy, the cleanup on the blow-up, though, would be a mess.
Yeah, no kidding. At least there's no hair.
Yeah, it wouldn't
body
have to
hair
scraping hair off the ceiling.
Well, you know, if you blow me up, you have to blow up this building.
Oh, here we go.
The fabric of the building, the very fabric of WFNX, runs right through Henry Santoro.
I don't know. That's right. I don't know if you've heard the show, but we're fine with blowing up this building.
I'm trying to lobby for us to get downtown. You guys don't know it, but I have already enlisted Charlie and Ed as construction guys who can rebuild the studio.
All right.
So that we don't have to pay for engineers. So if you want to blow me up, you go right ahead. I'll drop this project like a hot potato.
I just want you out of my office, really.
Really, it's just yeah, and you use that fridge. You'll lose the fridge if Henry goes.
You'll lose more than that fridge.
781-595.
I'll lose the scent, the aroma of the office.
Blow up Henry Santoro and replace him with what?
Well, we just, a very prominent weatherman lost his gig earlier this week over at MyTV.
That's true.
So this is kind of where the idea came from.
Yeah, Al Caprillion, been doing it forever. Local institution, very similar situation, a little more hyperactive.
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
But even so, 781-595-WFNX.
I don't know if I could share an office with that guy either.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to...
Can we talk about, just for a second, the fish oils that Henry has in your office?
What's that all about?
What's that?
The bottles of fish juice...
Oh,
what is that even for?
That's Thai fish sauce. You put that in soups. You put it on salads.
So,
that's the greatest ingredient in the world.
Post-show one day, I walk to my office and the door's closed and the lights are out, which is weird because I leave them on while I'm here. And I use my key to get in, and there's Santoro shirtless, fish oil on his nipples, just rubbing it in.
It's not fish oil. It's fermented anchovy juice.
That's...
And
fish
on
oil,
its own, no, that's juice. On its own, it's the grossest stuff in the world. But as soon as you mix it with soy sauce,
as soon as you put it on your body
and other Asian ingredients, it brings every dish you put it on alive.
I think it's more the question of what is it doing here.
I have it everywhere.
I
have a bottle of that stuff, and you have to get a specific kind, and that's the kind that you have to get. I have it when I see it. I buy it all the time.
The Super 88 loves you and your
Super 88's going bankrupt. That's the biggest travesty of 2009.
It's killing you. 781-595-WFNX.
We're doing this. It's all in fun, and I'm glad I have you around, Henry, because you are, like, my grandparents are all dead. I have a step-grandfather's alive. You're like the crazy grandfather I don't have, and I love it.
I'm going to spray you with that fish.
And then start humping me?
781-595-9369. Blow up Henry Santoro. And replace him with what?
I would say replace him with Pat D.
Oh,
I'm probably not the first one to say that, but...
That's bullshit.
I missed the Pat D cursing, and to have that on the radio every morning would just make my day.
He was just here.
Yeah, where were you 20 minutes ago?
He was just here being very sweary and making no sense in sports. I don't know if we could hack having him in here twice an hour making no sense with the news.
Well, where is that ball?
The dog ate it.
Actually, if he was live and he had to prevent himself from swearing, watching him turn purple on the webcams would be exciting, too. So.
No way that would ever happen.
Now, would we be willing to exchange the Santor Fro for the Pat D. Jerry curl?
There's no comparison there.
The Italians just make the pizza better.
Go ahead, Crazy Johnny.
Hello, Crazy Johnny. It is the holidays. Hey, I think Henry Santoro should be blown up, and you guys should give Kevin Begley a job.
No.
Give him a job already. Come on, the kid deserves it.
I'm surprised that you're not advocating Crazy Johnny mornings with the news.
Well, see, I would gladly take that spot, but I got my own job now.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm working for this company called Scavenger. We put together these scavenger hunts, and we give away diamond rings.
Of course you are.
Now, wait a minute.
How many do you have in your apartment now?
How many diamond rings do I have in my apartment?
Yeah, hidden behind those cases of Snapple and other soda that you ripped off from this place.
I ran out of stuff that I stole from you guys, so I got to start stealing from somebody else.
Correct. Is this just a plug for your new business venture there?
I am a salesman, so I'm always on the clock.
Well, why don't we do a sandbox scavenger hunt?
Oh, we're going to do that. You guys just don't know about it yet.
All right. Former intern Crazy Johnny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sandbox at WFNX.com. Blow up Henry Santoro. Replace him with what? What? It's our Friday poll. Friday should be ridiculous.
All right.
Tom says, you can't blow up the only part of the show that's older than me. But some obvious choices. Al Kaprielian, as I mentioned yesterday. Bob Lobel, almost as old as Henry, and he can take sports away from Ed so we can get some accuracy. Mike Diskin means Fletcher would no longer be the prettiest.
It's true.
Big Jim, our afternoon guy. Talent is wasted on afternoons. He's responsible for some of your funniest bits. And Tom's final suggestion, me. I can read news copy as well as anyone, and I'm probably a bigger curmudgeon than Henry. Though I haven't hung out with as many famous people, I have been to the Rat in the Channel and can tell the same stories over and over.
The Sandbox WFNX on AIM. Replace him with BJD.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
It would be the safest on-air studio ever. We would have firearms just hidden under the console. Yeah, it'd be great.
Hey, motherfuckers. I'm going to cap your ass.
4 hours of BJD.
Here. Now, that's an American greeting.
4 hours of BJD in this studio, there would be 3 dead bodies on the first day.
Maybe next time you're on vacation, we can have him in and do your job. He can just be the fill-in.
He was doing weather for about a week.
I forgot to call.
I can see where Big Jim gets his lack of commitment from.
781-595-WFNX. Mary in Medford, blow up Henry Santoro and replace him with what?
I would have to say, well, Ba Weep guys first.
Ba Weep,
Mary.
I know I'm not the first one to say this. I would say Pat D, and you guys need to take a poll as to how many people actually say that.
Yeah, well, you're like the third right now between the phone calls and the... I just don't think that Pat D would be a very reliable news guy. And I don't know that we would be able to handle him in the studio all 4 hours.
Well, maybe your office would be cleaner.
No.
Okay.
The length of time has nothing to do with how clean things get.
You know how that guy fell off the pickup truck yesterday? We're waiting to Pat D for a fall off his vacuum cleaner.
781-595-9369. Now, we're blowing stuff up all week in the Mega Robo Thunder phone query. Henry Santoro, blow him up and replace him with what? Henry does have news right now. It's brought to you by McDonald's. They have Newman's Own Organics coffee. They created a New England-style blend that's only available here, and any size is just a dollar there at McDonald's, Henry.
The state's unemployment rate slipped slightly for the second consecutive month. It fell to 8.8% last month, down from 8.9% in October. About 4,300 jobs were added in November. Good news for the Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital. Chief Financial Officer Stephen Fisher took a projected $20 million loss for the year, turned it into a $10.3 million gain. And insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan have hacked into live video feeds from U.S. Predator drones using inexpensive off-the-shelf software. About $30 they paid for this stuff. The military says there's no evidence that they were able to jam the signals or take control of the drones. Dan Verton, a cyberterrorism expert, says the drones were not encrypted.
The basic protections that you have when you go to the bank today or do an online transaction at your banking institution are not present in our predator drone feeds.
The breaking of a water main in Baltimore has nearly 2 million residents under orders to conserve water right now, prompting some to say it's time to think about upgrading their system.
We've got to get help and support from the federal government. When we talk about stimulus, this is a prime example of what stimulus money should be used for.
And there's rumor on the interwebs right now that Google looking to buy Yelp. Multiple sources say Google is willing to pay $500 million for that review site.
I don't know how I feel about that. I like Yelp being its own little thing.
Sandbox forecast, sunny and cold today, high low 20s, clouding up tomorrow, high around freezing, then a good chance of snow heading our way for Sunday, high about 28 degrees. We are at 11 at Logan Airport right now. That's what's happening in Sandbox News. I'm Henry Santoro.
781-595-WFNX, blow up Henry Santoro and replace him with what? Let's go to line one and followers of Big Jim.
I got two.
All right.
First would be that California beauty queen. Because I'd love to see how long it would take Ed. You know, first day he might argue with her about her stance on morals. Within a week, her fake boobs would have him mesmerized.